This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bites, and it's the Friday of a short week thanks to that New Year's holiday we had. And in the studio with me is
Arvind Yuvaraj, and we have a sort of mobile e-commerce boxing match coming up on today's show. Shopee overtakes Carousell, and Carousell counterattacks Shopee. And on the opposite side of the story, about a super cute AI personal assistant called Ollie. That's coming up in a bit, but let's start off with round one of this big Shopee versus Carousell match.
All right, and this is the part one of Shopee Carousell side. And they are currently locked in a fierce land grab to become Asia's dominant mobile marketplace. While Carousell got off to an early lead, it appears that Garena-backed Shopee has caught up.
Yeah, I mean, just by comparing their app store rankings on both iOS and on the Android from App Annie, the picture looks rosy for Shopee. They've soared ahead of Carousell in the Philippines, in Malaysia, in Taiwan, in Indonesia, and there are countries that Carousell lists on its website as key markets.
Yeah, and that's not it, right? Shopee's also ahead in Thailand and Vietnam, while Carousell has maintained its lead in Singapore and is unlikely to move from the top spot, and at least in the near term. Carousell's also ranking well in Hong Kong and Australia. While it's barely noticeable in the US, Shopee does not appear to have presence in these countries. So Shopee's rise has been exponential. They launched in 2015, 3 years after Carousell, and they caught up in product listing, claiming to have what? 65 million products on its app, compared to Carousell's 57 million. And Shopee claims to have reached $1.8 billion in annualized gross merchandise value. And you know, if the actual figure actually held up, it'd be comparable to or even exceed Lazada.
Yeah, but this is also because of Shopee's vast resources from Tencent-backed Garena. They've spent a lot on acquisition, discounts and subsidies to achieve that number. They have more cash to burn, basically. While Carousell is on the other hand, grows organically, and what Carousell lacks, where Shopee has the upper hand, is the payments and logistics integration. But Carousell is not backing out just yet.
Yeah, and all of this hints at how Carousell wants to make money by becoming a Craigslist on mobile. So when you have such an engaged user base, there are many ways to monetize it, and one of the easiest way is premium listings, right? And then some users might want the convenience of having a listing appear higher or more prominently, and this is where Carousell diverges from Shopee. And it looks like they're gunning for pure classifieds business model, and while Shopee is more of an end-to-end e-commerce marketplace.
Yeah, and this is good. It's a good business model, and the reason why the future for Carousell seems very optimistic. Asia is a pretty diverse region, so there is room for a few more major players in the classified space. I mean, just look at Property Guru, which competes head-to-head with iProperty. They're both leaders, and they're both dominant in different countries, and they're both viable businesses. I mean, I personally use both when looking for, you know, like my own space.
And Carousell could also quickly expand into markets and verticals where Shopee doesn't have a presence in yet. And remember, just because Shopee has overtaken, it doesn't mean that Carousell is suddenly struggling, and they're not. This is just a very fierce battle, and Shopee is now in the lead.
Yeah, Shopee looks much more like an e-commerce player that takes payment and takes a percentage of the transactions. They are much more merchant-driven, so this makes them much more competitive to e-commerce guys like maybe Lazada, Alibaba, or Amazon, and even like Matahari. It'll be interesting to see how Shopee plans to monetize. They said back in November that they want to follow Taobao's model of advertising, but we're not sure if that's still the game plan.
And you have to wonder if Carousell could slowly fall into the catch-up group's playing field. I mean, those guys are basically the pioneer of classifieds in Southeast Asia, and is now moving into places like Myanmar.
Yeah, Carousell is gearing up for like a big, big battle because you have Chinese giant Tencent now doubling down on Southeast Asia. So Carousell might want to find itself its own titan for proper backup, and Catcher could be a good option. So this is all pure speculation at this point, but it would make sense.
Yeah, and that's not all from Carousell either, and they're making big moves to counter Shopee's dominance, and we'll cover that when we come back after this short break. The battle between e-commerce brands is seriously heating up. This is BizBytes, BFM 89.9.
Best flipping moments. BFM 89.9, the business station.
All right, we're back on Enterprise Biz Bites with Angie and Arvind, and this is round two of the big Shopee versus Carousell mobile e-commerce war.
Yep. So at the top of the program, we spoke about how Shopee may have overtaken Carousell in Southeast Asia as an e-commerce platform, which is a huge deal. But Carousell isn't taking this beating lying down because they've launched a counterattack against Shopee.
Yep, and this counterattack packs a punch. Carousell is a leading peer-to-peer mobile marketplace, and now its position has been solidified even more because it just acquired Duriana, which was their Malaysian-based rival.
Yeah, and Carousell is on a roll because this is their third acquisition in less than 6 months. So back in October, they bought the Singaporean-based used car marketplace called Carly. And before that, in September, it bought the personal safety app Watch Over Me. But to be fair, that one was a bit of an acquire higher than a flat-out acquisition.
Yeah, so here's the logic behind buying Duriana. It bolsters Carousell's listing in Malaysia with a number of about 5 million, and it gives a big boost in the Philippines. And they have a good standing where they're good standing there with listings that have reached over 1 million with about 500,000 transactions in the country. So overall, across all markets, it stands at about 2 million.
Mm-hmm. And with the purchase, Carousell effectively gains an additional 600,000 registered users, which is huge on its platform. And from that number, a third are active on a monthly basis. Mm.
So, you know, let's talk about the real reason for all this. The deal happened because of a fierce battle with Shopee, we know that, which as looks to be a more popular platform in major Southeast Asian markets. But the two companies might have different strategies on how to make money. So basically, Carousell has set its sights on premium listings, while Shopee looks more like an e-commerce player that takes a commission out of transactions. So there's also other questions like who spends more to acquire users, how these users are getting acquired, and how many of those users stay. And all of this, different factors come into play.
Yeah, so while it's easy to say Shopee is bigger or Carousell is bigger, there's a lot of other things to look into here. Anyway, Carousell is already migrating the Duriana users onto its marketplace. Users will be informed of the steps to move to Carousell and will have up to 15th January to do so, which isn't a long time away. It's just around the corner.
Next week, I think.
Yeah, next week. Mm-hmm. You can sense the urgency in Carousell's move by doing this. And then, of course, Duriana will stop operations soon after everyone has moved to Carousell.
And I'm sure we'll be talking a lot more about this rivalry when more details emerge. And let's ring the bell on this match for today and move on to other things. There's a Malaysian startup using sound waves to help advertisers. And sounds interesting. That's coming after the break. Stick around, BFM 89.9.
Build financial mountains. BFM 89.9.
And we're back on Enterprise Biz Bites with Angie and Arvin. And now let's talk about a Malaysian company that's using sound waves to help advertisers target people.
Yeah, so zooming into Malaysia, this is good news because a Malaysian startup who aims to turn sound into money bagged about 2.5 million ringgit in funding from Axiata Digital Innovation Fund yesterday. The startup is called Wave, but it's spelled as VAV. With the additional funding, VAV or Wave will be using them to commercially roll out its sound wave-based solutions in Malaysia and then expand to China.
Yeah, so how Wave works is they use inaudible sound waves to transmit digital content to smartphones, and they pride the technology as a new way for businesses to engage consumers. For example, like, you know, now we're on air, right? And say we're giving away tickets to an upcoming conference in Jakarta, mm-hmm. and we've embed Wave's inaudible audio signal on our show right now, and this audio signal sends a notification to your smartphone if you're listening to the show. You'll then have the details about this contest.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, right? I mean, but then you'll have to install the Wave-enabled app or any third-party app to receive this audio signal. So Wave delivers actionable messaging over audio or visual content coming from any form of media, including TV, radio, websites, Facebook, and YouTube.
Yeah, but it's clear that they are gearing up to focus on media and advertising companies, giving them an additional avenue to reach consumers. So the co-founder, Eldon Leong, said that the businesses are able to track campaign results and measure their impacts real-time.
Yeah, so Wave makes money in two ways, through licensing fees from clients who use its sound tech, and profit sharing, where it takes a cut of revenue from ad placements that they place in. They have actually landed their first paying enterprise customer last year.
Yeah, and we'll see how this pans out. Pretty interesting tech. And now moving on to our last story about Ollie, the adorable assistant.
Okay, so we're going to be talking a lot about artificial intelligence or AI and personal assistance this whole year because of how the industry is really booming. So basically, this is about a new virtual assistant called Ollie, which was launched by the company Emotech. We already have assistants that you can talk to and ask to do stuff, but they're normally quite robotic and they don't really care about you, right? So Emotech wants to change that by giving Ollie a cute and caring personality.
So Emotech showed off the first version of Ollie at the TechCrunch Battlefield stage in London a couple of years ago, which was followed with a nice $10 million round of investment, and it also picked up a quartet of awards at CES this year. So if you want to get into specifics, it picked up the CES Innovation Awards for Smart Home, Drones and Unmanned System, Home Appliances and Home AV Components. That's a mouthful. And anyway, just kudos to them on winning all of that.
Yeah, so the difference with Ollie is that it has a whole UI system that uses abstract color, shape and movement that allows it to actually express emotions, you know, show an actual personality. And the company behind Ollie, which is Emotech, also says that this Ollie is very, very different from the version 1 they presented back in 2015. They did a design overhaul and all the hardware is now tailor-made, and there's even an in-house speech recognition system.
Yeah, right now Emotech doesn't want to confirm a price, but when pressed a little bit, they hinted at something like, what, $700, which means Ollie will cost as much as a high-end smartphone. I mean, it's not too bad, right? People spend way more for Apple products, and if it adds to a more human element than, say, Siri or Cortana, I think it could actually do pretty well. Also, the company is planning to start with a limited production run for media and testing purposes, followed by the first production run in Q3 this year. And that's all we have for today's Enterprise Biz Bytes to wrap up the first week of 2017.
We'll be back again on Monday, but later on at 12:30 is the Breakfast Grill replay. Julian Ng spoke to Martin Hayden, the Chief Commercial Officer of Seek Asia, who just recently took over JobStreet and has combined the two giants now in job portal brands, JobDB and JobStreet, under one roof. So that's happening at 12:30.
Yep, and enjoy the rest of Friday and the weekend. This is Angeline Tay and Arvind Yuvaraj, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.